John here.
Hey, John. Pull up an account for me, please.
Yes, sure.
84853.
Oh, Rachel Catherine, right?
Yes.
So I have just opened the account. Just a moment, please. I am just checking.
She's waiting for you. We don't. There's no choice. Whatever you're gonna say is still the same. Good morning.
Hello. Yes, so I have made the correction, and so there is nothing to pay for this.
Give me 1 quick second, John. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, say that again, John.
So there is nothing to pay for the patient, so there is zero amount in the patient bucket.
I know. That's what you told me the last time, but then you still have the balance on their account, and then you still keep sending them bills, and then they visit me. They're very nice people. I don't mind being visited, but but I don't want to keep having the same conversation.
Yeah, no. I have done it just right now, so I'm just removing this patient from the collection department, okay?
Let me look at it with my eyes.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, I see it, John.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll wait for your call about the other thing.
Yes, so for that, for the other ones, on the previous call, we have talked for the Yumana, right? So on that date of service, from the January 1 of 2024, Yumana Medicare is the primary, and the Medicare is termed, because Yumana Medicare is the primary insurance, and we have only one insurance, Yumana, at the time mm-hmm. of date of service, 531 of 2024.
Okay.
Okay. So,
So did they apply it to his deductible, or what was that?
Yeah, so that's what I am just looking
why
at.
Why
did
you have the balance?
$70.12 and 66.47. So, yes, it is the patient responsibility. $70.12 is applied towards the deductible, and $66.47 applied towards the co-insurance.
So
the total amount is $136.59.
Okay, I'll let him know that with that Humana he has a deductible.
Yes, so the deductible amount is $70.12.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.